Cape Talk. SMS Pepper on 31567.
We'll dive into DIY Christmas trees in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to give you a very quick update on a story we brought you late last year. You might recall an interview with Setu Mbuli, a student at the University of Stellenbosch and a passionate advocate for people living with albinism. We spoke to her about the foundation she had started called Love the Skin, which challenges society to really relook at its views on beauty and to rethink its propensity to judge people based on appearance. And having grown up with albinism herself, Setu is keenly aware of a lot of the stigma and misconceptions around the condition and really uses her foundation to try and break down stereotypes and increase public awareness and also to support other people living with the condition. Now, we know she's doing amazing work. We weren't at all surprised to hear that it's been recognized beyond South Africa. Because just a week or so ago, Setu was named as one of the recipients of the Queen's Young Leader Award, which celebrates exceptional people aged 18 to 29 from around the Commonwealth who are taking the lead in their communities and using their skills to transform lives. Part of the package that she wins in being named as one of those award winners is a package of training and mentoring and networking and a 1 week residential program in the UK, during which time she will collect the award from the Queen herself. Setu Mbuli joins me on the line again now. Huge congratulations on this recognition and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Peter, for having me on the show, and a very good afternoon to all your listeners as well.
It's been about a year or so since we last chatted. Won't you briefly sketch for us what kind of work Love the Skin has been involved in since then?
All right, so we started Love the Skin last year, Peter, mid last year, and we mainly work in three different areas. So we currently work with over 100 young people who have albinism, and we host weekly support groups to talk about what albinism is and in what ways it affects us, and really sharing our experiences of living with the condition and trying to empower young people with the condition itself. We also partner with different organizations and companies to help us get sun care and eye care for our learners as well. They come from families that can't afford things like sunscreen, which is quite important. So we try to provide that for them as well. And we also run an online platform where we talk to influential people who have albinism about their day-to-day experiences with their work and having the condition and how they navigate their hypervisibility. And we've spoken to people like the current UN expert on albinism, IK Aero, and the South African model and actress Rashida Modisela, as well as someone we've spoken to. So those are the three main ways that we work through, and it's been quite an amazing year.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, the cherry on top, or at least one of the cherries on top of a very successful year, is being recognized as a Queen's Young Leader. How did that award come about, Setu?
All right. So the Queen's Young Leaders Award, they opened up applications for the 2018 cycle in August this year. And I know a previous Queen's Young Leader, Farai Mubaiwa, who's doing great, amazing work with Africa Matters, and she encouraged me to apply. So I did apply for that in August, and I didn't hear back from them until about October, November, for the next stage of the application process. And it's only after that that I really took it seriously that they might even consider me to be part of the Queen's Young Leaders. And I only found out 2 weeks before they announced the 60 young people.
So a phenomenal achievement. What does it mean for you? Obviously, there's the excitement of having a trip to the UK and all the mentoring and networking that comes with it. But more importantly, what is it going to mean for Love the Skin?
It's a great opportunity, people. I'm really excited for the networking and training opportunities that come with the award. So we receive a package of training, mentoring, and networking opportunities, which include a year-long course that we're going to do through the University of Cambridge just to try to increase the impact of the work that we do. We are also going to be paired with a one-on-one mentor who does similar work that we do and try to guide us through the next steps of the work that we do. So I'm really excited for that and then trying to meet different people who help me in increasing the impact of the work that I do.
We hope it is a hugely enriching experience for you, Setu. When do you actually head off to the UK?
We're leaving mid-June next year. So we are going to stay there for a week. And on the second last day, that's when we will receive our awards from Her Majesty the Queen. But then before that, we are planning to explore different organizations that the Queen's Young Leaders is involved with and really learn from them and the work that they do as well.
Setu Mbuli, congratulations once again. Our best wishes will go with you to the UK in June next year. Don't forget to pack the corgis when you receive your award. If you're interested in reading up more about Love the Skin, the easiest thing to do is simply Google the words Love the Skin Albinism and you will find the link to the Tumblr website that is its platform. Amazing work being done and it's fantastic that it's been recognized in the way it has been. Congratulations once again to Setu Mbuli.